Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So it's been the kind of week where we maybe wished we had our winter tires. Most of us probably didn't. It's tricky to know when to put on winter tires in a climate like Calgary, where we can get a foot of snow in September or get 15 above in December. But yeah, it's been it was a snowy, messy, icy week, and there were a lot of crashes out there. And maybe there would have been far fewer, I guess, if more of us had our winter tires. I know a lot of us were scrambling to make appointments to get tires changed over, to get winter tires. But there is that question every year, right? Is it worth it? And I think right now, as we've been dealing with all kinds of issues around affordability and inflation and, tough times, that's a big cost. And so it makes that question, is it worth it, even more relevant. So what do we need to know about winter tires and the case for winter tires and how we factor in the economics? Because remember, even though there's a cost in buying the tires, you're still using your other tires less. Maybe it all balances out. Well, joining us to talk more about all of this, very pleased to welcome to the program somebody who follows all of this very closely, Ryan Pizulkowski, tire program manager at Consumer Reports. Ryan, hope I got your last name right, but appreciate you making some time for us here.
Thank you for having me.
So like I say, this is a lot of your work focuses on winter tires, testing various tires. So first of all, for people who aren't familiar, which maybe up here isn't a lot, but what's different and unique about winter or snow tires, as we call them?
Yeah, winter tires, or snow tires, as some people call them, are special tires designed for seasonal use. These are tires that have a soft compound, a special compound in the rubber that allows them to stay pliable and soft when the temperatures drop below, below freezing. And they have a tread that designed with lots of little slits, or sipes we call them, to help bite into the icy and snowy surfaces. The two of those things together is what really make a winter tire different than a regular all-season tire or a summer tire. Now, because of that, these tires are only to be used in the winter months, which is why I call them a seasonal tire. They're not an all-season tire you can use year-round. They do everything pretty well, but not everything, great. Winter tire specializes in one thing, winter traction, and it does that exceptionally well. So if you, you live in an area where there's, you're often driving through snow-covered roads, or you need to be to work no matter what, a winter tire does make sense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not just marketing from the tire companies. Like, there's an obvious difference, an obvious purpose, and, there are ways of testing it, right? The results are noticeable.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, a winter tire is in the winter conditions, a winter tire far superior than an all season tire. Now, there is another group of tires to confuse things called all weather tires.
Right.
Now, these are tires that have, I should start with this. A winter tire has a mountain snowflake symbol on the sidewall. This is a symbol on the sidewall that basically tells us that this tire passed an actual test, a government standard test that says it can, pass a certain level of snow traction. Now, all winter tires carry this symbol. All season tires do not carry that symbol. This new group of all weather tires also carries that Three Peak Mountain Snowflake symbol, but is also a tire that you can use year round. Now, we've tested these tires, and they do add extra level of snow traction above on all season tire, but they still are not a dedicated winter tire.
Okay, and so all season and all weather are different things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, which does kind of confuse.
As I say, to confuse things, they added this sort of new group of tires called all weather tires, and they do work great for people in areas where the roads do. You get some snow, but then the roads kind of clear up. You like to visit the mountains to go snowboarding or skiing.
Right. So talk about some of the work you've done. Like, how do you go about testing winter tires?
Yeah, so we do a our snow traction test is a an acceleration test. So we use GPS devices on vehicles. We have a packed, moderately packed snow surface, a little bit of light snow on top, and we do an acceleration test from 5 to 20 miles per hour. We're measuring the distance required to get to 20 miles per hour. The idea there is a tire that has more traction will get to that speed in a shorter distance. So it's sort of a best effort test. We kind of spin the tires up and, like, you know, really try to give the tire the benefit of the doubt, and we measure that distance. Now, the other aspect of our winter testing is ice breaking. So we actually stop on ice and in an ice skating rink from 10 miles per hour, and we're measuring the distance required to stop from 10 miles per hour.
And I would imagine not all winter tires are created equal. So what makes a one winter tire or maybe a certain brand or model better than another?
So in our testing, what we find is most winter tires, almost all of them, are actually quite good in snow and ice, yeah. Right? They're designed to do one thing. And when you design a product to do one thing, it's usually, you can usually make it do that pretty well. But the winter tire also gets driven on a dry or a wet road, has to handle, it still has some other things it has to do, right? The better winter tires that we see still can manage some reasonable stopping distances on dry and wet asphalt. A winter tire in general doesn't do that well compared to an all-season tire on dry or wet surfaces, just because of the nature of the soft compound and all the siping. So in our testing, we've a more well-rounded winter tire that has the snow traction but can still, you know, manage to stop and handle pretty well on those clear roads. That's a tire that usually rises towards the top.
So what about the economics of it? Because, you know, buying another set of tires does come at a cost, and, you know, money might be tight for a lot of people right now, yeah. Or, you know, given the economic pressures elsewhere. But at the same time, if we're using our other tires less, does it all balance out? How do we approach that side of it?
Sure. So it's always hard to nail a number to it because tire prices fluctuate rapidly, especially mm-hmm. with size and you know, and if you have an extra set of wheels, or a winter tire, you're going to have an extra set of wheels likely. And there's a cost associated with maybe storing the tires, switching them back and forth, or you can't do it yourself or restore them yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, but in to your point, though, you are wearing, you know, now you're spreading the wear on over two different tires. So they are, you know, not wearing as quickly, per se. But I would argue that it's still an added cost. I don't think it financially breaks even, but meanwhile, you have a safer vehicle when you are driving through the winter conditions. You know, so that's got some weight to it there, right?
Yeah. And there's always, you know, and for folks who get winter tires, you know, it's tricky to know when to do the switchover, right?
Yeah.
How early do you do it? How late do you wait to switch them back? At what point is it a concern that, the weather's a little nicer or warmer? Are you doing damage to your snow tires?
Sure. Yeah. And that's a tough one because, I'm down in Connecticut here in the U.S. And, we can have a cold day and then the next day could be 70 degrees again.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the warmer days you're wearing those tires. But if you're in somewhere, you know, where it gets cold quick, putting them on, the sooner you put them on, the better, because you don't want to get caught in those winter storms. So, it is a sort of a tricky, decision time when to make that decision. But I think an important thing to think about is when you're purchasing these tires, they only make a limited amount of these tires because they're only sold, it's a limited market. Not everyone needs
right.
a winter tire. So they don't make a ton of these tires. So if you got to kind of get on that earlier in the season, late summer, you should be looking into these, especially if you're in a northern region.
Yeah, absolutely. Much more to consumerreports.org. Ryan, appreciate the insight on all this. Thanks for making some time for us here this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All the best. You too. There you go. That's Ryan Pizulkowski, Tire Program Manager, Consumer Reports, consumerreports.org. So, yeah, they do a lot of work on this, and they put these tires to the test, and they have different ways of doing that. So, yeah, the evidence is pretty clear. I mean, you know, there's a noticeable difference in performance, the amount of time and space it takes to stop, all of that when it comes to winter tires. Says again, all weather tires, you still get some of that additional performance, maybe not quite to the same level, but that's another way to go. So when it comes to the cost, as he says, look, yeah, it's probably still going to be a net cost to you. It is important to recognize, though, I mean, the potential savings in making your other tires last longer, but yeah, there is still a cost. So there's always been that debate, right, about should it be mandatory? Because it's not just about wanting to keep yourself safe. You know, if somebody else can't stop and they crash into you, it doesn't really matter what kind of tires you have. Maybe they should add winter tires, right? So I think Quebec has mandated it. I know in BC there are certain highways where you're supposed to have winter tires at certain times of the year, but otherwise it's still optional for folks. And again, given you know the financial pressures people are under at the moment, I don't know how well it would go over to make that mandatory. But anyway, so some insight on winter tires and why it might be worth it. And again, I think it's been a week where, yeah, we could have used them. And maybe some people out there were smart enough to get them put on in time. So tip of the hat to you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.